supernatural forces dominate what I see. A Gemini duality, personalities always conflicted.
Oh, but don't be scared of me, girl. I can't explain. I know it's foreign to you. I know it's hard to believe. God, give me the favor. I can't explain. More than a compliment, and I could need some assistance. Let me show you how. I can't explain. A shadow, I spin around two times. I'll be there with the answer. Let me explain.
Welcome to Strictly 80s
Yo.
Joel. Yo, we got boys in the studio today. We've got DJ Joseph George Leone.
As always.
Usually.
Most times.
So far, every time this semester. Who else we got?
DJ Estebizi.
Oh, DJ Estebizi. You know him as DJ Esteban. You heard his threats last week. You know he's here for business.
Business time.
Business time. Business. Business.
Business hour.
Space. Business.
Business dimension.
Business dimension. We also got. You know him from his junior year of college.
The Ellen DeGeneres Show.
The Ellen DeGeneres Show. The Ben Stiller Show.
Arsenio Hall.
Arsenio Hall. Just Shoot Me. That's about it.
Yeah.
Two guns.
Just Kill Me.
You know him as Rowan Krishnan. You know him as DJ Meme Queen. Tonight, you know him as...
DJ Nintendog.
We love our Nintendogs here at WM... Actually... Not at WMFO in Medford.
No, at FU
Friendship University.
Yeah,
yeah. All for the Frank Underwood campaign, am I right?
Dude, I saw the 40s tweet about Frank Underwood.
What was it? Day. Are we going to introduce the fourth DJ?
No.
No.
All fourth right. DJ.
What up?
Nice. That's DJ Rand Paul hitting the studio hard.
And I stand
after
with
a good
him.
Michigan win.
Martin O'Malley got like 1,000 votes in Michigan.
That's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
That's a political revolution, that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got a lot not planned for you tonight. Rowan's probably looking up what that Frank Underwood meme is.
How come there wasn't more coverage of political coverage specifically of the fact that his initials are MOM?
Martin O'Malley?
Yeah. It's not really his initials.
It's actually just but, Mo.
Because his initials aren't MOM.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
Mm. Yeah. No.
That was at least worthy of one.
Dude, how come
piece.
There wasn't more coverage about how Hillary's initials are also MOM? They're just as MOM as O'Malley's are.
You're right.
As in not.
Mm, that's not true. Mm. His are at least a little bit more MOM.
I think that helped him, that his initials are MOM. Do you think he got some votes from that?
Yeah, he's going to be the first MOM in office.
There's enough weird stuff like that in America where he probably got like a little bump from
he
that.
He got like 3 votes.
A little bump.
Probably.
Dude, the MOM block of voters, dude.
Dude, Lord knows O'Malley could eat.
Where MOM goes, America goes.
And he's already a hot dad, so...
That's true.
He got that block.
Hey, nice
too.
Nice beard.
Thanks.
Your beard kind of looks like my beard, if I'm being honest.
Yours kind of looks like mine, too.
They're both pretty jihadi.
No, don't they look similar, though, actually, and just in terms of like what they look like?
Yours is a little more trimmed.
They're both,
mine?
Yeah.
They're both fist like, and a half long.
Mine is not trimmed whatsoever.
Yeah.
This is a laziness.
Yeah, no, Ron, you've got some garbage going on here, whereas he's got like a nice, strong Finland vibe going on.
I thought I had a Finland vibe going
you
on.
You do.
I ordered the Finland beard.
The Irish blood flows in your veins.
I have some red hairs on my chin. You know that?
Yeah.
I'll pull them out.
Silver no,
you
hairs.
Won't.
Mm.
They'll fight you.
Mm. That they will. How's everybody's day going?
Yeah.
Yeah? Fourth DJ?
Pretty good now, actually.
Now that your boy Bernard Sanders is the president?
Yeah.
Dude, he's so close to winning. He's almost there.
Taste it.
Dude, proving all the haters wrong.
Dude, can you guys do a reading of some Bernie Sanders for president Reddit posts?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'd rather kill myself.
I could do it.
All right, let's hear him.
Fourth well, DJ yeah. comes through, as always.
Let me scroll back to get some, first of all.
All right. Viewer discretion is advised.
Can I read... Can I also read Bernie comments on 538 live coverage?
Bernie's been commenting on 538?
No,
he means
Bernie supporter comments.
Oh.
Yeah, sure.
What if Bernie went on stage and just called out Nate Silver? That'd be sick.
That would be
dude, Nate Silver's a nobody.
He's a loser,
Nate
dude.
Sliver,
he's a mess, dude. Tonight, Nate Silver is a mess.
He kind of is. He messed it up.
Yeah.
So, okay, so here's a good quote. Which is, well, okay, so first of all, key information is that Detroit is in Wayne County. So, and Wayne County was being reported...
One would say Wayne's World.
Yes. So Detroit's in Wayne's World, and it was being reported pretty late. And Detroit did go heavily Hillary, and was predicted to go heavily Hillary. So it was whether that... Bernie was ahead, but it was whether Detroit votes coming in were going to swing it Hillary's way. So there started to be some votes that would trickle in and give her a big boost up. And there were, you got a lot of comments,
up
for
boost.
Example, like, what happened in Wayne County? It was all of a sudden an absolute mega dump of Hillary votes. Did they just throw in the absentees or something? Question mark, question mark, question mark, exclamation mark. Many people just... for example, I'm sorry, but how the bleep did she just get, like, 15,000 votes
or you bleep
out of
was
nowhere?
That part?
They wrote bleep.
What happened there?
Oh, they wrote bleep.
They actually had a little sound effect.
Though. Yeah.
You had to click play to understand the comment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also like... So this was the most confused man of all time, which was... This was on the 538...
I'm sorry.
Live
should stream. We help him instead of mocking
yes,
him?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I do feel a little bad for him. So basically, bad 538 lead. Was talking about the fact that for Bernie to be on track for the nomination, he should win by about 4%. So one of the... On the live stream, someone made that comment, and then this person responded, The person named Harry Enten was the one who wrote.
Yeah, he's like their political guy. Mini Silver.
Yeah. So this guy wrote, Harry Enten hurts my brain. Like, sure, the delegate targets say he has to win 4 more delegates, but the predictions give him 1% chance of winning. Sounds to me like he's got a shot. Try to wrap your head around that one.
No.
Nope.
That was difficult.
Yeah.
He is confused, you're right.
Yeah.
What are you playing more... right now? I've heard this.
Yeah.
You meant more what?
I meant more your tone made it confusing because it was lifeless and devoid of intonation.
That's true.
So what is this actually?
Stars of the Lid.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
You know, that good. Mm. Yeah, so politics as usual in Washington.
Ah, mm. Man.
The clowns,
you know why they
came
call
to
it
Washington.
Congress, right?
Because it's the opposite of Conpro.
No, it actually is derived from Latin, where Congress is like to congregate.
Mm.
Hey.
That's English.
Yeah.
Hey, DJ Meme Queen. The clowns came to Washington, and they stayed there.
Did they leave?
No. They stayed there with the circus.
Is the circus very popular in
DC? It was a traveling
DC?
Circus.
Where are they staying? The Hilton?
In the Hilton.
Oh, with all the Saudis.
Yeah. Yep. Cutting edge stuff.
Just end me already.
We got, I think, a Hoov is going to call in at some point here.
Oh, yeah. Well,
no, it's all right.
Yeah, we don't.
It's all right, but it's also all right if he calls in, right? Or is it not all right?
Of course.
Ooh. Is that a reference?
No.
Mm.
I feel like I've heard that before, though.
Where?
Maybe not.
On the TV.
So, breaking news. Mark Wahlberg set to produce film about Sacramento Kings small forward, Caron Butler.
Really?
Really.
What? Who's that? I've never
heard
of that.
You don't know who Caron Butler is?
No, I meant Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Caron Butler, he used to play for the Wizards. That's how I know he is.
What's so significant about him?
He's a wizard.
He, like, grew up on the streets or something.
He's going to be in a Mark Wahlberg movie.
What if to play for a sports team, you had to be the thing?
The
like, the Boston Celtics were literally, like, Celtics.
The Patriots would have Reds a good turnout, right?
Dude, the Patriots would crush it.
The Patriots would be the
as
only.
As they do.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine playing against the Carolina Panthers.
Dude, the Redskins would be a celebrated institution.
It'd still be a little questionable. They'd still be called the Redskins.
Caron
now,
Butler,
if they change their name to the DC Redskins, that I can get behind.
Yeah. Caron Butler was a 2-time NBA All-Star.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I got news.
Did I ask?
You asked who he was.
Mark Wahlberg's making a movie about the Boston Marathon.
I thought Casey Affleck was.
Thing. That is.
And guess what it's called? What?
Ted 3.
Boston Strong.
Ted 3. Oh, we got a caller.
All right, let's hope. Yep. Hey, caller.
Hey.
Who this?
This B.
This B? Who's B?
Can you give us your name, please?
B is who he wants to is.
And who is he this week?
What he wants to do.
You sound like a Benedict Cumberbatch cameo in Zoolander 2 currently, and it's not landing well.
26%.
Yeah. Oh, really?
No.
This does
like
not
that.
Land. This fly amongst the stars and be always upwards.
Gotta have to disagree on that.
You're making some controversial points.
Did you plan that?
Sharing your no talk and allow speak, please.
You know what? You're wrong.
And I'm
not
right.
Buying it.
No. Have truth. Need listen.
I think he's writing a play.
Yeah. I think he's trying to tell
he's
us
he's stuck
something.
In the alternate dimension.
I don't want to play.
Wisdom from the mouths of babes.
Are you babes, caller?
I wish.
No.
We never have you? Babes, caller.
Who are you?
Can be babe when wants to babe, but
your
not
worst
babe
nightmare.
Right now.
It's not a babe.
I know that. Who are you?
At request.
Stop repeating things.
No.
Who are you? That I can get behind.
Shit, I'm all tangled.
Keep doing
right
that.
Now.
Keep that up. What's next?
Who are you?
Speak on that.
Who am I? Why ask? Why need no?
Why
does no?
Why does he wear the mask?
Wear the mask because face cold, duh.
Why would you shoot a man before throwing him out of a plane?
These are the real questions that the American presidential candidates should be asking, or should be asked.
Answer me. Why would you shoot a man before throwing him out of a plane?
Shoot man before throw out plane because
if I take that off, will you die?
Big part of superhero movie, unless it's your eyes of expressionism. Next question.
No.
Still, I can still get behind that.
I've got nothing to work with here, personally.
Yeah, we don't even know who this is.
Glad. No need work, always play. Except when do nothing, then do nothing, except work.
You kiss your mother with that mouth?
I kiss his mother.
Depends where.
With his mouth.
On her cheek. Where else?
His mother with whichever mouth I please.
Hmm.
Oh, my God. I thought it would be better if he called in. It's much worse.
Thinking of retiring from radio right now. Like, right now.
Dude, before the political shit all weighs down on us. What? Who are you? I want to start it again.
Continue, ask questions. Already know.
Why don't you ask me a question?
Fourth DJ is not having it right now.
What? Please
neither
ask.
Neither is first.
Please
dude.
Ask me a question. I'm
sorry. Ask you question. Can do. Hear a lot of smack talk about rock battle. I'm curious.
Shut the fuck up. There you go. Shut up.
I think he wants a beatdown.
We can't do anything right. Our military has to be strengthened. Our vets have to be taken care of. We have to end Obamacare, and we have to make our country great again, and I will do that.
Japan with the
that
cars.
I can get behind.
Can we get a Japan?
I wonder how found Penis Lord to come on make one say statements on radio show. Congrats.
I want to be inclusive. I want to be inclusive, but I need to turn him off.
Yeah, just do it.
All right, turn him off, because we got something else coming, and it's been a long time coming.
Oh, has
Bye,
it?
Bye, caller. Bye. And wrong.
This is a DJ Estabeezy premiere.
Oh, shit.
Tentatively
Wait.
Titled, The Total Destruction of DJ Rowan, live on...
Now, why are you trying to F up Rowan on WFU?
Because he sucks. Bad. You ready? Here's the situation, coming at you with no hesitation. Still a year till your graduation, and this is lyrical castration.
Oh.
I'm different, man, but you feeling the same. And I'm feeling your mother while she's screaming my name. But that ain't true love, it's crew love. And I be rowing that bitch's boat like, what you gonna do, bro?
Oh.
You sucking at angle like you sucking these nuts. I'm spitting this fire, but you colder than cold cuts. I'm rolling you up and I'm smoking your hoe. You whacking, you sick, yelling, don't tempt me, bro.
Oh.
This a no-fly zone for bitches like you, so go fly away, because I'm Lenny. We through.
Oh.
Only one in the wreckage, brother, and homie, that's you.
Oh, oh man.
Caller, so there you go.
That was actually really good.
Caller, what did you think of that rap?
I thought it was brilliant, guys. Like, that was insane.
He can call back if he wants, but...
So,
That was real good.
That was very good.
Anything to come back with to that?
Yeah, any freestyle to take on that pre-written rap?
Here we go. Ready?
Do you want a beat?
One, two, three. No!
I think DJ Estabeezy won that.
Estabeezy takes it.
I think I offered a great reputation.
No.
Of all of his policies.
How cold are cold cuts, really, though?
That's what
Less
I was wondering.
Cold than DJ Rowan.
Oh. Yeah, I'm pretty chill, dude. I've got a cold... I got a cold dick.
Chill. Chill is not cold.
Cold D, dude.
Cold, tall dick.
A nice, refreshing glass of my dick. Are you allowed to say dick on the radio?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
I think that's
not
one of the ones you can't.
Scenario.
Dick, no.
Like, you can probably say you're being a dick, but like...
I don't think you can do that.
I think you probably
can. You can't even say, my favorite president was Dick Nixon.
You can say Nick Dixon.
Yeah.
Nick Dixon. They have that distinction on TV where it's like a judgment for dick, where you can't say it if it's like explicitly like about your dick, but you can.
What if it's someone else's dick?
Do they make exceptions if it's really true?
Like if you say I got a cold ass dick.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So are like, they like
right, as far as ass dicks go? I've got a cold one.
Dude, ass dicks are a disgrace to the human race.
What are
ass dicks?
Ass dicks.
Hmm. We've really raised the quality of our content.
Dude, this is real avant-garde radio.
I don't know if it is.
Some might say
avant-garde. Marion Cotillard.
My blood's still pumping. I don't know. That battle was
fierce.
I mean, I would hope your blood is still pumping. Else you dead.
It's not always
pumping. I loved that rap.
That was really good.
How long did it take you to write that?
To be honest, like...
He freestyled. He didn't write it.
12, 15 minutes.
That's good.
You got a...
There's a future for you in this.
You got a...
I was trying to incorporate my sensational future into it, but I ran out of time.
There's a... What's it called again? Huh? You got what's the name again to write it?
Nardwar?
No.
The ghost...
Oh, Quentin Miller.
Quentin Miller.
Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah. Quentin Tarantino. What if Quentin Tarantino was writing for Quentin Miller, who was writing for Drake?
What if Quentin Miller is Drake?
Nah, that didn't work.
I think it worked.
Anyway.
If there was a studio audience, it would have worked.
There is. They didn't say anything.
No, there's not. You fucking idiot.
No, there is.
No.
Oh. See? You're wrong. Wrong.
As fun as this is.
Yeah.
And it is fun. I'm not kidding. I gotta go back to the lab.
Yeah.
Gotta cook up some more rhymes.
You don't want to hear the beat that DJ number 4 and I cooked up in our laboratory?
Oh, it's great.
Well, let me hear that and then I gotta leave.
Let's see if you can put your
they're already projecting Idaho Cruise 1.
Rubio has no delegates tonight. Let's he missed the threshold in all states.
Oh yeah. You want to hear it again?
Yeah, what? I actually do. I was too focused on hanging up on Hoover.
But U.S. Virgin Islands is coming up on Saturday.
Let's hear it.
It's opening.
Everything's coming up U.S. Virgin Islands.
All right, where is it? Here we go. All right, Piper, this may not be the type of beat you're ready to rap on, but we cooked it up in the lab. Not especially for you.
I can't wait.
Let's hear how it sounds.
This is a DJ Estabeezy premiere, tentatively titled The Total Destruction of DJ Rowan, live on WMFU. Here's the situation, coming at you with no hesitation. Still a year till your graduation, and this is lyrical castration. I'm different, man, but you feeling the same? And I'm feeling your mother while she's screaming my name. But that ain't true love. It's crew love.
It's actually a good beat.
And I'd be rowing that bitch while she's screaming my name. What you gonna do, bruv? You sucking at Halo like you sucking these nuts. I'm spitting this fire, but you colder than cold cuts. I'm rolling you up and I'm smoking your hoe. You whack and you sick yelling, don't tempt me, bro. This a no-fly zone for bitches like you.
This is so soothing, actually.
So go fly away, because I'm Lenny. We through.
Oh, so good. That's my favorite.
Only it's one in the wreckage, brother. And homie, that's you.
Dude, that was very Snoop Dogg-esque.
Yeah. Just very soft, very kind.
Yeah.
Very destructive.
Very smooth.
Yeah. Dude, what do you think of these horns?
It's good, dude. Good. Is that from the song too?
No.
Where's that from?
I made them.
It's just GarageBand. Like,
it's live pop horns.
Dude, GarageBand is dope, dude. You need to get a production tag at the beginning.
I do. We didn't have time.
Put muzzle on the beat. Oh.
Dude.
Zaytoven.
I forgot I have significantly more horns coming. Oh, wait, right. No, it's already late.
I got to say goodnight.
Yeah. Good night. Have Sweet fun dreams. With the lab.
I want to see you next week, DJ Rowan.
I'll come back next week.
Please do.
I'll hit you next week.
Will you come back with some bars?
Hit me.
Oh, I'll be with some bars. I'll be here with more than some bars.
Hmm?
I'll be back with more than some bars.
How many? I expect at least
5. I'll be back with a lot of them.
Why?
More than some, a lot.
8 to 16?
Perhaps.
Or are you just going to sit there like a goddamn idiot and take it like you just did twice?
Dude, I was just scoping out my... I wasn't here the first time.
No, they were both.
You were just.
You were right you were, there.
Both. Oh,
yeah,
were
but it was the same rep.
So it was twice though.
Yeah, you had time to count.
It was just dressed
stylistically.
Up the time.
You were hit with it twice.
Yeah, you were hit with it.
I'll come out with double next time. Double the bars.
You ain't got shit, bitch.
Oh, you'll see.
Can I say he's a very good? Let's hear for Estabeezy. Good rapper.
Thank you.
That was good. The delivery was good. The writing was good.
The writing, very good.
Yes.
Agreed. Sorry, I'm a little busy jamming out on this beat. So
yeah, it's good.
Conversation.
Dude, how seamless is the loop?
It's really good.
Yeah. How long is this beat?
Oh, it's looped forever. Actually, it's not looped forever. We're only like, we're 2/3 of the way through. But nothing new comes in. We tried to add some fretless electric bass, but it wasn't happening. Right. See you, dude.
Bye.
See
you, dude, boys, next week.
Yo,
what did he say?
Apologize to the listeners about that.
Listeners, I'm sorry I didn't hang out with you this weekend because I didn't hang out with anyone. So whoever's listening, I didn't hang out with you.
Wrong. Yo, the fifth Beatle just died.
George Martin or whatever?
Stu Sutcliffe?
Yeah.
George R.R. Martin?
Yeah.
What's his actual name? George Martin.
George Martin. Sir George Martin to you. Dude, how easy is it to become a knight?
It depends on what level of knight.
That kind.
Knight of the Round Table.
No, but there's like different.
Yo, what about a thief in the night?
Hmm.
Only Pusha.
Not too hard.
Pusher T. Washington.
Piece of cake.
Ugh. Dude, Pusher T. Washington's a good guy.
But like, you can be an OBE or whatever, which, but you don't. You're not a sir. Like, that's the third tier is when you get to actually be sir.
I want that.
Something. Yeah, so that's pretty hard. The third tier.
Yeah. How do I do it?
I was thinking about what the easiest way to become a sir is. Like, it doesn't even have to be in England. Like, just like go to some country and just try to become a sir there.
Oh yeah. What countries do that?
I probably all Commonwealth countries.
India doesn't do that.
Not all of them, but some of them.
A lot of Commonwealth countries.
More the white ones.
Yeah.
I'm gonna figure it out.
In other news, Sacha Baron Cohen quit the Freddie Mercury biopic.
That was like years ago.
No.
Yes, it was.
No.
Yes, it was.
No, but now he's talking about why.
Okay, see, but it was still years ago.
Yeah. Good talk.
Jeb and George Bush's other brother, Neil Bush,
yeah,
is joining Ted Cruz's team.
Really?
Neil Bush.
That's awesome.
Just when he thought they were out of Bushes.
No.
The sister is married to like a high-powered Democrat.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that nice? Cute little love story, some West Side Story type stuff, some forbidden love, some Romeo and Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Feeling very low energy.
I'm very tired.
Me too.
This song also definitely brings it down a little bit. I mean, I love it, but like it brings the energy.
There's
like,
rap horns, dude. Alright.
I'll play something that'll bring the energy up.
Alright, let's hear it.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. This does not sound like it's gonna bring the energy up.
It's not.
Stupidity. Our country is in serious trouble. I love China. Tiffany.
The boy with shoes too tight and ankles caught between the ties. I was the girl who wore a dress Sunday school, and that was it. I had a handkerchief that went around my neck.
Yuck. That was nice. Mm-mm-mm. What was that, young friend?
That was Blow a Bag by Future.
Sensational. No, it wasn't.
It was.
No.
You big goofball.
It wasn't. It was I Was by Flowerist.
What's that like ASMR? What is that a is that what the acronym is?
For what?
That thing that people have with like repetitive like scratchy noises and stuff. Do you not know, have any idea what I'm talking about?
Repetitive scratchy noises?
It doesn't have to be scratchy noises.
You
but like never mind, whatever. If you don't know what it is, you don't know what it is.
Whoa. You're such
an is ASMR.
You're
right.
Trying to fight right
You're
now.
You're such an elitist autonomous prick.
Sensory meridian response.
No one knows what you're talking about anymore.
It's like certain people to certain sounds get like tingling like sensation on their skin and stuff.
Oh, really? What kind of sounds?
Like, I don't have it, but it tends to be sounds like that Rowan beard. I was thinking about it because that like beard scratch.
Oh, like when shit is annoying?
You're talking about like people like the chalk.
No.
Because
no.
I might have this for styrofoam.
No, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad tingling.
Oh, it's like a pleasurable, like orgasmic tingling.
Yes.
Okay. Nice.
There's a lot of people who there's like a lot of videos you can go just find like 20 minute long
styrofoam.
You can go watch
very orgasmic styrofoam, dude.
Dude, no, it's not.
You can go watch like 20 minute long YouTube videos. Like people use it to go to sleep and stuff. And stuff like just like repetitive noise. Like people say that like electric razors is what like people getting their hair cut, for example.
Like white noise.
Yeah, kind of, but it's like certain kinds of noises.
Let's not bring race into it.
Certain people are like especially triggered by it.
All noise matters.
You're not wrong.
No, he's wrong.
You're wrong.
Fart noises don't matter. Thank God. Oh, please don't be Hoover. Hello, Hoover?
Yes, I'd like to cancel my bus tickets.
Where were you trying to go, my friend?
I was trying to come in to the WFF studios next week to make an appearance, but wow. These guys are really making it unattractive to be there.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You are.
I was signed up for the Make-A-Wish. They're giving me a tour. Let me talk on the show.
Make-A-Wish? Are you okay?
Dude, oh, no, it's bad.
Make it's a wish.
Bad. What's
make,
going
make
on?
Make a wish.
I don't even get to refund the wish.
Make a wish right now.
He made the wish. It was to come on our show.
He doesn't get to refund
show. It. Let's deal with the logic and the loophole where I did kind of say what my wish was. So it can't really come true. But my wish was to go to WMFO Studios and be on the Strictly 80 Joel show. But now I'm thinking I'd rather just stay here in Iowa and die slowly.
What are you doing in Iowa besides dying slowly?
Voting for Cruz?
It already happened.
He's still doing it, dude. It's a caucus.
Take a long time.
Yeah.
It's only 97% reporting.
Yeah, no, we're sorry. You might want to cancel those bus tickets. But,
yeah,
More like a bus ticket.
I feel like I should just get cancer again.
Yeah, you should just stick with it. Do what you know best.
You're doing a good job of it.
If I recover, you know, and then get
will you be
again,
my comfort?
Like, they might let me do another. At which point, I will definitely not say, send me to Medford, Massachusetts.
Hey, Michael Bloomberg is from here.
Sort of.
Oh, sort of.
Yeah.
Michael Bloomberg, the almost third place candidate in this election.
Instead, maybe fourth. Because if you're not running, you're last.
So he got out of Medford when they
but fourth doesn't necessarily town. Last.
Yeah, he did. No, we're just trying to set the bar real high.
He said don't go to Medford. the radio shows there are real smooth.
They are.
Who said that,
talking
Bloomberg?
About WMFO.
Yeah, WMFO is crap.
Yeah, WMFO
and
is
we are our own pirate bay radio.
WMFU.
You are the kings. You are the crap kings. You are the kings.
Huh?
You are the captain of the sinking Titanic.
This Puzzle Pirates?
No,
or something?
No. That's Hunter. Nah, he's our boy.
I think this is a Puzzle Pirates thing.
Are you a Puzzle Pirate?
What, do you guys need a kick in the butt or what?
We do. We need you to come up here, make a wish, and kick us all right inside our butts.
Okay, I have brittle bones, but I'll wear a steel toe boot and kick
I thought you had cancer, not osteoporosis.
Brittle bone. I have brittle bone cancer.
I can have two things.
Who made you a doctor?
Dude, brittle bone cancer.
Oh, sorry. Do you have a PhD
named
or an
after
MD?
Named after Dr. Brittle Bone.
Well,
what about a JD?
Dr. what?
Dr. Brittle Bone.
Because of his brittle bone.
Oh, his bone is brittle.
That's not usually how being called a. That's not usually how your doctor name works. But I'll take it as a nickname.
What's your doctor name?
Doctor Bones.
Nice.
Doctor what?
Good improv.
You said Doctor Boners.
Bones.
Bones.
Boners.
Oui.
No.
We have fun
name,
here.
My other name, though.
What's your other name?
Dr. Ben Carson.
Oh, no!
Now I'm listening.
Dr. Ben Carson, I knew your voice sounded familiar.
Mm-hmm. Dying of cancer.
That's ironic.
Dr. Ben Carson, I've got a question for you.
Oh, yeah.
When's the sequel to the movie about your hands coming out?
Is it about his feet?
What is the sequel going to be?
What's it going to be, and when's it going to come out?
Yeah.
Those are two questions.
Okay.
I'm phoning it in.
I'll try and answer them in order. It's coming out in 2017. It's going to be about a brittle bones.
Brittle bones.
With a subplot where we check back in with my hands.
Is Rooney Mara going to be in it?
She's playing him.
Yeah, and he's going to be playing a completely different race than white this time.
Yes!
It didn't land in Pan, but she is so much range. Really going to like her as Polynesian.
Dude, she's going to be a great Nina Simone one day.
Time is right.
I can't wait for them to make a movie about Zoe Saldana playing Nina Simone. And I'm going to play Zoe Saldana in that movie.
Why are you calling her Saldana?
I'm talking about the Zoe Saldana movie.
I once saw someone spell Canyon.
You know that's not her name.
Zoe Saldana.
Stop. Is that spelled with an N-Y or a G before the N?
Zoe Sardinia.
You just glossed over the fact.
Joey Corsica.
Joey Sardinehead.
Jimbo Bambi.
Bilbo Baggins.
Bilbo Baggins.
Ben Carson.
Bank Arson.
Stieg Larson.
Ooh.
Rooney Mara.
Ooh.
Rooney Mara.
Kate Mara.
Oh, back to Rooney Mara. I'm dying here. Can we go back to Rooney Mara?
Yeah, all right. Who else is in your biopic?
Okay, so we have Rooney Mara playing a Polynesian. We're also going to have her do an Eddie Murphy-style double role where she's also playing an African-American family.
And is that Eddie Murphy in Daddy Daycare?
No, he's talking Norbit.
No, it's Rooney Mara.
You idiot.
Rooney Mara's going to go clumps on this one.
Okay.
I'll be there. I'll play myself if I haven't died yet.
Is Alf going to be in it?
Alf will be in it.
Alf hasn't been in enough movies.
Dude, Alf still has a chance of winning that Tony, though.
We're going to show the puppeteers. We're going to show their hands.
They're going to show all of it.
Oh, we're going to show all of it. Hands, fingers.
Hands, penetration.
Queen Latifah's going to be in it.
Nice.
She'd probably just get a supporting role. I mean, you know, I mean, we're not gonna build a movie around her.
Yeah, her time in the spotlight's kind of over.
She wasn't in Spotlight.
Says you.
No, I said the joke. You laughed. Says you. Yo, Dr. Ben Carson, you want to play a game?
What do you got?
It's called Guess This Celebrity. I'm going to play you some of their sounds, and you're going to have to tell me who it is.
Sure.
Hoodie up! Fire!
Is that me?
Nope.
It's Rooney Mara.
Personally, oh, I prefer the real? Air.
That's not what I thought he sounded like.
Piece of cake. Get some. Hands off my prey.
Get some piece. Okay, so he's wanting me to get a piece. He made a cake. He presented it. He wants me to get some.
This is not a celebrity.
Is that Antonin Scalia?
Yep. Justin Scalia. It is.
I'm going through all 29 of these sounds.
Dude, these are all the sounds that Clarence Thomas has made on the Supreme Court.
Get some.
Dude, that was after Roe v. Wade.
What's that one after?
Citizens United.
I think I'm ready to get.
All right.
Is that DJ Rowan?
No, it's not DJ Rowan. I mean, he's here.
That's DJ.
No, I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint. He wears a fighter jacket, little eyepiece, and he's got blue ass bird tail.
Rio?
No. That's a good guess. I love Rio, dude. The whole gang's back for Rio too.
Jermaine Clement.
Oh my god. You know, it was a prospective wish of mine. One of the first potential wishes was to meet Mr. Jesse Eisenberg and shake his hand.
Oh, he was such a good Rio.
Love you in Rio. Never change. Unless it's for Rio 3.
Dude, Rio 2 has such a cast.
Jermaine Clement.
He's in both of them.
I know.
Rio 2 adds a whole bunch of new crazy characters like Janelle Monáe, Tracy Morgan, Bruno Mars. I'm almost done. Don't worry. There's five more. Then you make your final guess.
Bosco RSVP'd to an Edward Sharp in the Magnetic Zeros concert.
That's awesome.
Here's my reaction to that.
I'm done with him. I'm done with him.
And maybe. Oh, where's the one?
Wait, I want to get someone again.
Hands off my prey.
Sorry.
Get some. You're off your game, Fox.
Oh, there's your first hint. You need that again, Mr. Carson?
Oh, no, I know who it is.
Had enough already?
Who is it?
That's Trump talking to Fox News.
No.
You aren't worth the trouble.
Oh. Mm. All right, that's all of them. Any last guesses? He's got a blue feathery bottom. His down bee shines you. But he throws the shine, and he's got really good L cancels. You can tech pretty well with him.
Okay.
You know, he's gotten nerfed recently in number four, but
his name reminds
Fox.
What?
Okay.
His name rhymes with Looney.
Okay.
Dara,
I love this dude.
All right, piece of cake. I know. I'm ready to guess. Yes, you keep giving me options.
All right.
Find me clips.
Huh?
All right. Huh? I want to say that it's me, but is it Albert Einstein?
Feel old yet?
It's not Albert Einstein. If I could go back in time, I'd be friends with Albert Einstein.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can you imagine how cool he would have been?
Mm.
Getting C's.
That tongue out.
Oh, my God. That tongue is wild.
What are you saying?
I said sticking his tongue out before you did, brother.
Yeah, dude. He's been sticking his tongue out since Arthur was Anteater.
Since the Big Bang.
Which he discovered.
Did he? I don't know.
Dude, the Big Bang was discovered in 2006.
2006?
Big Bang Theory.
Right after gluten was invented.
Oh, very funny.
TBS.
Characters welcome.
I'm thinking, hear me out on this, since I'm a dying man, so give me this. Do you think
Get some.
Pets are going to be the new thing that people just do when they don't really need it because it's a fad.
What?
What did you say? Neopets?
Like how gluten is a choice. Do you think everyone's going to have a service pet?
Oh, service.
Like if I'm in a situation.
Like a service dog?
I think he means Neopets.
Yeah. Would you rather have right now no one or a really obedient dog in a vest? I'd pick the dog.
His master's voice.
What a scenario.
And everyone's going to use that logic. And everyone's going to have a service pet.
Everyone's
what are the two?
Have to bring him into the movies with us.
What are the two options again?
You have nothing.
You're alone.
Nothing in life.
In the universe.
Or you have an obedient pet with a vest on.
With a vest on. Dude,
the vest is the game changer.
They're so hot in those vests.
Like sexually.
Walking around on the ground like a hound. No, I meant sexually.
Yeah.
They think they're hot shit. And they
are. All dirty.
Hmm?
Their paws get dirty, I bet.
Oh, they'll get dirty.
Deep in crime.
So what do you think? Do you think that's going to be the new thing?
Dude, yeah, if that's
Dolph
the choice.
Dolph Lundgren is a dog with a big nose that smells crime.
His hell head is one entire nose.
Full penetration, dude.
Yeah, we show it.
Yeah.
We show all of it.
Very funny.
Maybe four?
Maybe. Maybe three.
You pitching this? Because I'm buying.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
I am a dying man here with weird hands.
Wait, we didn't get into your weird hands.
Yeah, I thought they were just made from God.
Dude, brittle bone cancer gives you medically weird hands.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. The first symptom, I said, whoa, my hands are looking weird.
It was that like...
thing I know I'm in the hospital.
Yeah, was that the diagnosis they gave you, weird hands?
Oh, yeah, I was diagnosed weird hands. They stamped me on the forehead and said weird hands.
I thought your nickname was Dummy.
Just because they stamped weird hands on my forehead doesn't mean I'm not also known as Dummy.
Don't ever let them take that away from you.
I was wearing my dunce cap.
I think we call that a Klan hat. Edgy. I'm sorry, my mind's just so random.
Yeah, you gotta... Six and
who knows what he'll say next?
So twisted.
Yeah.
This is nice.
I'm still not. I still want to cancel those tickets.
No. We'll go to the.
I like the clam chowder, but the content on this radio program, it's lacking.
Yeah. I'm saving all the good stuff for your podcast.
Oh, can't wait.
It's called Why Not. With Dr. Ben Carson, it has one episode and then failed tremendously.
Why not? Give people one. That's what people like about podcasts. You just give them the one.
Yeah.
And they never want follow-up on that.
Is that true? We've got some fans in the studio.
Well, will you tell me? How many podcasts you working on right now? How many F's you got in the bank?
We got one in the bank. And it's never leaving the bank.
Oh, you're going to keep it? You're not going to invest?
I can play you a snippet right now.
Accrue interest. I feel like I got a good feel for what your podcast is like.
Let me hear it. Can you do a reenactment for the next 8 minutes?
I've listened to you talk tonight. I feel like I get the gist.
I love you.
You guys, without relying on a caller, oh boy.
Relying on a caller? We're not relying on you.
Dude, please just keep talking for 8 more minutes. Yeah.
Please.
If you leave, I'll kill myself.
Here, do you want to do a PSA? We haven't done one. Caller, you.
Just say something.
Just rant about something. What's been
for
bugging?
8 minutes.
Hey, I know
it has to be 8 minutes.
I know you used to have a radio show where you just rant about whatever demagogue type
rants.
Things you wanted to. So let's hear some of that right here.
What's on Ben Carson's mind?
Well, we could call it a crossover episode. We got another caller to take you down. And maybe they'll talk for you. Sup,
okay.
Freights?
Do you want me to rant? Do you want me to rant at?
What up?
What do you want me to rant
is
at?
Is it?
Yo, wait, hold on. You're gonna have a dialogue. Let's, other caller, introduce yourself. New caller.
Yo, how's it going, guys? This is Sean Freights.
Yeah. Welcome back, my friend. Roan, you got anything to say, Sean Freight? It's been a while.
Just talk for a little
bit.
Not long enough. All right.
Just got burned.
Dude, I've just been getting pwned on the radio today.
Sean, can you talk a little bit about ethics in gaming journalism for us?
What you want me to talk about?
I want you.
Can we do a My Little Pony competition right now?
Oh, let's hear it. Let's talk favorite ponies. Go.
Applejack.
What are you, a Cruise man?
Yeah, that's the only one I know because Cruise said it.
All right, Sean.
Also, it is the cereal as well.
That's true.
Double.
You sound like murderer,
dude. Cereal.
Yeah,
dude.
I'm not feeling amazing.
You're not feeling amazing. What's wrong?
I'm a little.
You shouldn't have called in.
Little what?
You're a little what?
Ben Carson with
you're a little sick. What's wrong with you?
He's got brittle bone cancer.
Ben Carson can cure you. These hands.
Oh, I hope he can. Will he use his magic powers?
Will you, Dr. Carson? I'm moderating. Just talk to each other.
Ever since my hand got diagnosed as weird, I feel like I've had to take myself out of the game, focus mostly on making toast. So listen, I don't know you, Sean Frank, have you tried making toast?
Have you tried filming toast? I think that's the true answer.
Well, on my cooking show, Cooking with Carson, I don't usually show the toast.
But you show the build-up? Do you show it as bread?
Oh, I show it as bread. But I don't... I let them, you know... I show the bread, I butter both sides, I put it in, and then I leave. You know, I never take it out of the toaster. TV magic.
TV?
Or the toaster just gets fuller and fuller, and we've got to just shove more, like, wet bread in there.
What are your opinions on fruits?
On fruit?
Yeah, on fruits in general.
Fruits in general. I'm
you got a favorite one,
orange,
Mr.
But
Carson?
I wish I'm partial to oranges, but I wish they didn't squirt so much when I open them. Do you understand? I once had a situation where
I've had that problem before.
It was just shooting out, like I cut its throat. It was just shooting out on the window next to me, and I couldn't handle it. And then the person next to me took the orange from me, peeled it.
I know all about that problem, Mr. Carson.
I got another one, sort of peeled that one. Same thing happened. They're just shooting all over the window.
You gotta open more oranges.
An Israeli man just stared at me the whole time.
You gotta come back with more orange opening experience, obviously.
Yeah.
You need to embrace the problem in a different way.
Or I can just have my mommy peel them and cut them into sixes, you know, cut them into little slices.
You think you would be good at opening oranges with all that practice being a surgeon, but I guess they don't correlate very well.
Yeah, the human body, not akin to an orange. I peeled both.
Is there anyone here?
Yeah, what's up, my friend? We were just letting hear what you guys could come up with together. That's, you know, how you get the best stuff.
Yeah.
You let the where characters meet.
Oh, the characters met.
Very funny.
It's not just television.
It was a blast as always.
Comedy Central.
DJ Lady Freights, you making any big moves up to Massachusetts anytime soon?
Maybe. How much is a bus up there?
A lot. $100 and plus $200 tax.
For a bus. Oh, like a whole bus.
Yeah, to just get a seat is like a bus.
Purchase a bus.
Wait, DJ Lady Freights, I've got a thing for you.
Are you coming home for spring break?
Nope.
Oh, you suck.
Can you tell me who this celebrity is?
Okay.
Hurry up!
Is that it?
Yeah.
Fire!
You're off your game, Fox.
Fire! Hurry up!
It's not Rooney Mara.
I never said that.
That one's so fucked up. Sean, I thought you were a Smash champion.
This is a celebrity?
Yes, Falco.
Oh, what? That's not... Yeah, I knew right away.
Sean, esports are more important than anything else.
Dude, I'm putting in my 15 minutes.
What does that mean?
Been in there 15 minutes. Oh, I thought Dor was there.
I really don't know what that means.
Yeah, no, Dor's here. Dor's here. Do you have anything you like? I'm literally wearing a shirt with his face on it. I'm going to rub it on the mic. There you go.
Oh.
All right, well, thanks, everybody, for coming on the show. It's been good. This is the best show you've ever had.
Dude, save this one, dude.
This is
save
a banger.
This is the one I'm going to play for my kids.
Yeah, I'm saving all of them.
Was it actually a banger?
Uh-huh. Why? Can you sum it up in 20 words?
Can you sum it up in 40 seconds?
You need me to talk for 40 seconds?
Yes.
And 20 words.
Nah, you're good.
Yeah.
Gucci, man.
All right, well, thanks, y'all.
Weird hand.